Conditional use number 2220, Sussex Land Company LLC, Victor Little.
This is Jerry.
That's me.
Yes, ma'am.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2220 for Sussex Land Company LLC, Victor Little, for a fence construction business with equipment storage based on the record made through the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, there is a need for this type of use in this area of Sussex County. The applicant stated that this site is centrally located in the county. Two, the applicant has stated that the work is mostly performed off-site and that retail sales will not occur on the site. Three, the use does not require any regular deliveries during the day. The only traffic is typically in the morning and afternoon when employees take the equipment to off-site job locations. Most of the materials are delivered to the off-site location where a fence will be built. Four, the applicant states that he will reside on the site. His residence is set back approximately 200 feet from the roadway, and the area where the fencing business is located is another 180 feet or so beyond that. The pole barn associated with the fencing business is approximately 400 feet from the roadway and cannot easily be seen from the road. Five, the applicant presented an approved amendment to the restrictive covenants governing the property, which will allow this use to occur on this property. In addition, one letter in support of the application was provided. Six, with the conditions and limitations of this approval, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or traffic. Seven, the applicant has stated that his company provides a service to Sussex County by providing conveniently located fencing business. This use is of a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to the applicant's fencing business and storage of equipment and materials related to that use. No retail sales or business shall be conducted from the site. B, the hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. C, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. E, all maintenance of vehicles and equipment associated with the use shall be performed indoors. F, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle and equipment parking and material storage. These areas shall also be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within the property setbacks. G, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
I second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2220, Sussex Land Company LLC, Victor Little, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2226, Jonathan E. and Karen M. Hearn.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of CU 2226 for Jonathan E. and Karen M. Hearn for an event venue based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is at 3.024 acres of a larger 17.26 parcel of land owned by the applicant. The use will occur within a structure set back from the roadway. Two, the property is less than a mile from Route 13 and approximately 3 miles from the center of Bridgeville. This is an appropriate location for this type of use. Three, the applicants will continue to reside on the property during its operation as an event venue. Four, the applicants intend to hold events that include weddings, birthday parties, and similar events. Five, the site will have sufficient areas for parking. Six, with the conditions and limitations placed upon the conditional use, it will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or area roadways. Seven, there is a need for this type of use in western Sussex County, and it will provide an economic benefit to this area of the county. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this application, and one person appeared in support of it. The record also contains eight letters in support of the application. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, food and beverage service and music or similar entertainment is permitted. As stated by the applicant, food and beverage service shall be provided by catering services as there will not be any kitchen facilities on site. B, All parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No parking shall be permitted on any nearby county roads. C, all entrance locations shall be subject to the review and approval of DLDOT. D, all events shall conclude prior to 10:30 at night. E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2226, Jonathan E. and Karen M. Hearn, with, for the reasons with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2229, DR's Lawn Maintenance LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2229. For DR's Lawn Maintenance LLC for a landscaping and lawn maintenance business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is part of a 5.678 acre parcel. The conditional use will only occupy approximately 0.62 acres of the entire site. Two, the site is located within a low density area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This low impact type of use is appropriate within this area. Three, the site is heavily vegetated, which will screen the use from neighboring properties. Four, the property is zoned AR1, agricultural residential. The use of the property as a landscaping business is consistent with the underlying agricultural zoning of the property. Five, the use will not adversely affect area roadways or neighboring properties. Six, the applicant has stated that his landscaping company provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residents and businesses. This intended use is of a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Seven, two people spoke in favor of the application, including one of the neighboring property owners. Eight, the applicant has stated that he will reside upon the property. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to a landscaping and lawn care business. The use shall only occupy a 0.62 acre portion of the entire site, and this area shall be shown on the final site plan. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the shredding or grinding of any materials and the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. C, as stated by the applicant, there shall not be any retail sales occurring from the site. D, a sign was not requested by the applicant, so no sign shall be permitted on the site. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. through 6:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall not be any Sunday hours. The applicant shall be able to operate beyond these hours on an as-needed basis for limited situations such as snow removal, storm damage cleanup, and similar events. F, there shall not be any dumping of trees, branches, grass, or other debris on the site. G, the on-site storage of mulch, stone, topsoil, and similar materials shall be located in bins or enclosures. The location of these storage areas shall be shown on the final site plan. H, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. I, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. J, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle and equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within the property setbacks. K, the applicant has stated that a privacy fence will be installed along the common boundary with one of the neighboring properties. The location and type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. L, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2229 DR's Lawn Maintenance LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 2230, Ralph A. Kemmerlin Sr.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2230 for Ralph A. Kemmerlin Sr. for a professional gunsmithing business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is for a retail gunsmithing business located within the applicant's existing residence. Two, the applicant has stated that he is a member of several professional organizations regarding firearm education, training, and gunsmithing. He also has extensive experience in law enforcement. Three, the use is small in nature and is very nearly a home occupation, which would be a permitted use on this property. Four, the applicant has stated that there will be very little interaction with the public except for appointments made for drop-off or pickup of a firearm that is left at the business for servicing. Five, the applicant has stated that there will be some gun sales from the premises, but gunsmithing will be the primary business that will occur. Six, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Seven, the applicant has stated that there will not be a firing range located on the premises and firearms will not be discharged on the premises. Eight, the use provides a needed service for residents of Sussex County who own firearms. As a result, the use has a public or semi-public character. Nine, no parties appeared in opposition to the application and one neighbor appeared in support of it. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be a professional gunsmithing business with firearm sales associated with the use. Gunsmithing shall remain the primary business. B, the applicant must comply with all federal and state licenses and regulations for the use. C, as stated by the applicant, no firearms shall be discharged on the site. D, as stated by the applicant, the use shall occur within the applicant's existing home on the site. No gunsmithing activities shall occur outdoors. E, one unlighted sign no larger than 4x4 in size shall be permitted. F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2230, Ralph A. Kemmerlin Sr., for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen.